by the Gemara. Raminhu. So the Mishnah said, just the issue over here, that out looking like Boina or being Boina, taking a board and sticking it into an opening in the house is some form of Boina. So sometimes the door was not attached to the house. It wasn't on the hinges, but it was a separate piece of wood which was stuck in, which you would take out when necessary and put it back in. It wasn't used so often. So the Mishnah said that it's only mutter to use these things if the goyimin or it's when they take them off, they're not placed on the ground. Raminhu, I ask you, astira delas and nigraris, you have a door which is nigrar, which means it's on the ground, dragging on the ground. Marcellus and nigraris, you have a mat which is being used to, and it's nigrar. V'kan kan ha-nigrar, so sometimes they would use this board, this kankan, also to act as a door. Rashi says it was some type of a board you should pull behind the plow to dig into the ground. I'm not sure exactly. It lay on top of the plow to put weight down on top of it, whatever it was, a board which sometimes was used as a doorway. This mancha kashurin, if they're tied onto the doorway. And they're somewhat suspended in the air, which even though the bottom part is on the ground, as long as the part of it is suspended, is nerlim and b'shabbos, you can use them to close the door on Shabbos. And obviously in yomtiv it's mutter. And the Mishnah says it has to be goyimin or it has to be raised off the ground. And the Brisa does not require being raised off the ground. The Brisa is quite, even if it's nigrar, it's on the ground.
You say it's not permanent. It's not like on hinges. It can't be on the ground. So how's it
going to
be in there? Just like
jam
it in there?
No, they would jam it in. Right. They would put it in. It was opening. They put the doorway. It wasn't. It was like the back door. It was the thing which you never very rarely used. So it wasn't like it was opening off. You had a board there which you'd close off, put the safer down. Right. So. The Mishnah is requiring that when you take it out, it can't be on the ground. Because if it's on the ground, it looks like you're taking a board and sticking a board into the house. That's Baina, you're building. You have to slide it up, you pick it up and put it in. You have to slide it. It's a piece of wood, you just stick it in. But if you take it off and just lie down on the ground, so it's not a door, it's a board. Well, get to the side in a second. But the point is, the mission is only if you take the board out and you put it on the ground. So it doesn't look like a door, it looks like a board. Because if it's a door, why is it on the ground? So when I put it in, it looks like I'm putting a board into my house, so that I'm doing boina. If it's, when I take it off, it's still attached in some way. So then it looks like it's connected to the house. So it doesn't look like boina when I put it back in. Right. So the Mishnah says, so what do I need to do to make it attached? It's obvious that it's boina, it's not sticking something into my house. Right? So the Mishnah says it has to be government orders. When you take it off, it has to be, even when you put it, it's not on the ground, it's above the ground. So why is this thing suspended in the air? Must be it's connected to the house. You don't stop a store door. You don't store wood like that. The price is no. If there's some way that it's kosher, you mean there's a rope which connects it, right? And it's somewhat upright, even though it's at the bottom, it's on the ground. That's okay. The Mishnah said that said it's not okay. That's the Morris Kosh. It's a steer between the Bryce and the Mishnah. So the case of the Bryce was that there was a hinge. Now it wasn't on the hinge, but since there was a hinge attached to this board, it looked like it belonged to the house. So even though it's on the ground, it's not a problem. The Mishnah's case was a piece of wood. So it's like the Mishnah, that's a problem. It's a piece of wood, it's a problem. There's no sear on it, there's no hinge on it. So then it's only mutter, but it's actually in the air. Rabbi Omar b'shohayilan sear, even if there's no hinge on it now, if you could tell there was a hinge once upon a time, that's good enough also. Meisve, we're asked the kash on this, on both Abaya and Rabbi. Delas Honey Graris. So another Bryce is talking about
door which is dragging on the ground. Okay. Umachsel is anigreris, a kankan anigre. Bizman shekashurin, utsiluyin, vigwaymin oritz, a filam welonima, noelim behem. So it requires kosher and tallui, which the first prize requires also. It also requires gewayman oritz, it has to be raised above the ground. Even a maloy nima, even a hair's breadth. A nima is a hair. Maloy nima means a hair's breadth. So then it's more, you can use it. You can't. It's not really a kasha and a bai barav as much as it says, really, it's a kasha from one brisa to the next. It's not a kasha, you know, and a bai barav. The first brisa says kosher and tolui. It doesn't mention it being raised. The second brisa does mention being raised.
There's a girsa here that apparently it's it says bizman sheish lehen tzir ugvohen. Speak more directly.
Mm-hmm. So apparently Tosis didn't have that because Tosis says that really we could have asked his kasha from the price without a byword of it.
Yeah, he says avayin grushanim shepasuk girsazu.
Okay, problem must be the other rishonim. Okay.
Yeah.
So Abaye Matarsa Tamei, Rabba Matarsa Tamei. Abaye will answer according to his pshat, Rabba will answer according to his pshat. Abaye Matarsa Tamei, Oishiyesh Lehensir, Oishigoyim in Oritz. Rabba Matarsa Tamei, Kishahoyah Lehensir, Oishigoyim in Oritz. What the Bryce means is in a case where there was a tzir, or there was, once upon a time was a tzir, or there is a tzir right now, that's what the Bryce means. Is that's enough? And if that, and you don't have that, then you need gevayman oritz. So they're adding in the leitz korn yisus, which we have. They're adding in another layer, which the brisa didn't mention. Is the brisa in one case, where either they the brisa case was kshurim tluyim in the gevayman oritz because there was no tzir, but the brisa agrees had there been a tzir, be mutter. Let's hear Rashi. Kan who kli shoychazim boi machuri hamrach reisha. It was an item which you would attach behind the plow, kashen chershim, when they would plow. Yeshen erlin umamilin oisim and makam delis connected a peasant. Sometimes people would use it as a door. So I'm not sure what its function was. It would flatten out the ground after you plow it. It would weigh down the plow. I'm not sure exactly what its role was. It had some grooves in it or something which would help plow. I don't know exactly what it did, but anyway, people would use it sometimes as a doorway. It's a door. There's a mashak shur in the tzulian. So you need it should be kosher, it should be attached, you know, tied on with a rope. And totally means it should be partially in the air, even though the bottom is on the ground. I'm a tzulian who the cup. All you need is tzulian. I will go in or it's lichayish, the brisa does not mention it has to be above the ground. So by answer is kashyesh lem sir. It has a hinge. The mucha milsa, the zelos gemorihi. It's clear that this is a door. But rehi kshura betzulya b'lamechzi kebainim. So once it's kosher, so now it means even though it has a tzir, it wouldn't be kosher, and or even if it was kosher, it wouldn't be tolui. It'd still be a problem. So Rashi says that it would be Mexican boina. It means it wouldn't be really boina because this is not something you're not introducing. You're not totally closing out the hat. It's not like you're closing out the door. But even though it has its hinge, you'd be putting it back on its hinge. If it came off totally and it was totally on the ground, that would still be a problem. Rabbi says, "Kushahoyelam sir." Rabbi of the hash leka hekera leka hekera. But there's a hacker. The point is there should be a hacker. It shouldn't look like Baina. So the fact that there was a tzir, that's enough. Okay. Now Rashi brings a second shot in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, which actually they're in the Gemara, which actually the Rabbeinu Chanan learns like that. Rabbeinu Chanan. That he says that time of the Masisim Mishum the Chayfer Boritz. The problem in our Mishnah was it was in the ground. When you'd pull up the door, you would make a hole. So Mishnah says it has to be in the air because otherwise you're making a hole. Chayfer. So that's how they learn up the Mishnah.
So Rashi says, "Kashuli, I have a difficulty with this pshat." He became my teratzde the rubber, the omer kishar yilhen seer came the hashaleka haka abed charitz. So I'm not sure why Abaya is good according to Rashi, but it seems to be that the. I think according to the Baha'i, you would lift it up to put it onto the hinges. According to the Rabbi, you just push it in. So as you push it in, you would, like you know, Jeff was mentioning before, so then that would be digging a hole. So that was the Mishnah said, therefore it has to be, it's in the air, so when you put it in, you're just putting it above ground. But the case of here, it's on the ground, that you're just going to push it in with the dirt. So if it has hinges, you have to pick it up. If it doesn't have hinges, you're not going to pick it up, so you're making a hole. So what does it help? You're still making the charitz. And if that's the problem, so the problem isn't a matter of kavanah. The problem is because you're digging something. You have no interest in digging it. Your goal is to push the door in. So you're getting involved in the machlokes of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter, according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Yehuda, it's aser. So we're going with Rav Yehuda over here. So Rashi does not like that pshat. That's how the Ben Chanan actually, learns like that.
Did the Rambam paskin like Rav Yehuda?
The Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda, yeah.
Yeah.
The Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda by Dabim Lachos and Esuch Lagufo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not by Dabim Shenim Iskabe. Like Rashi, Gavoyan Alma Tsarvaya boy, you need that also. Fine. So the Gemara, first wide line, Tanur Rabbanan, beginning of the line, Seche Kaitzim. So you have Kaitzim which you use like as a Schach. Mechavilin, she's skin on the pirtza. So the sichuch over here is not going to be on top, it's going to be on the side. You make like a package of kaitzim which you put in the doorway, or bundles which you put them into the pirtza, shibachatzer, into the opening in the chatzer. As much as sure in the tzulian, if they're kosher and tolu, in Nerlin, behen b'shabbos, vein tzarech lemer b'yantiv. So it requires kosher and toluy. It doesn't require government oritz. So you have to say the case was it was obvious that was its function. Tanur b'chia delas almona. So it's a door which is lacking the full function, so it's like an almon that's lacking, it's widowed from what it's supposed to be. So Rashi, the Morrison say, what it means is that it's usually they would make the door out of more than one piece of wood. So that was obvious that it was a door. This is only one big, just piece, one piece of wood. So it looks like that makes it more Mexican bueno than the average case. Hanigreris. Even though once it's Negro, so it's on the ground. In Ireland, but Samora says Hechidami Delasamano. So what makes something Delasamano? Ika da Amri the Chad Shifa. It's one piece of wood. Ika da Amri the less lay Gashmi. It doesn't have the bar which goes across the back, or Gashm Gishma. Okay. So Rashi Delasamano. Delashihi almona mi tikune. It's lacking. It's full tikun. It's full of the normal way of making it. Momshet is the chad shifa. Asir be kereshech. It's made out of one board. The halchavari mexica boino. It looks like you're just building something. Nothing keresh bekoisel shein bo hekad delas. It's like just putting a piece of wood on a door in a wall. It doesn't look like a door. Gishma Dilish Brichim Hamachaber Moisa. Doesn't have the briach which attaches it onto the door, the bar, the crossbar. So we're saying that's a problem. So we only said nigger as mutter before, in conjunction with having a tzir, or according to the rabbi, that it had a tzir once upon a time. And here we're saying that it's osur. If there's no tzir, obviously it's osur. Even if it's made out of two pieces of wood, it's osur. So that's the case of here of delos amana hanigreris. Even though it has a tzir, it's still osur. So it was so uncommon to make a door out of one piece of wood that even though it had a tzir, it was still osur. The Gemara is saying because it just doesn't look like a door. Nobody makes a door like that. That's what you have to understand the Gemara. Tosafot points it out that the case was it had a tzir and still it's osur. Well, bias because his wasn't broken. It's not broken. It puts it back on the hinge. You take it off. You take it off the hinge. You put it back. You put it back on the hinge. Omer Yehuda, back on the Gemara, fourth line. So the Gemara talks about things which are Mexican kibbutz on Shabbos and Yontif. So we have this in the sentence bail also. Omer Yehuda, high medursa. When you're making, say, a person making a nyamtiv, he's making a pile of wood to burn. So it's a madura. So the way we build it, you would put four pieces of wood on the ground in the four directions. You make a square, and then you'd build up on top of that. And basically, would build up like a tent. So that looks like boina, like you're building something. So it's only mutzah, I mean, lamala lamata. The way you have to do it is you have to have a few people standing there and put the upper pieces of wood first and then work down. And hold the pieces of wood in place, and then you work down and put the bottom ones in place. Lamala lamata. Shari mimata lamala is osir. Building up is osir. From the bottom up is osir. So, if you want to pile up a pile of eggs over the fire, you'd make a pyramid, whatever it is, you know. So that's also you can't do it. You have to do it from the top down. Obviously, it requires more than one person. V'chein kidra, the same thing. When you put a pot on, so you're putting multiple pots on. So they would put something on the bottom to hold them, and they would build. You'd create some type of a form. You'd have your side pieces, and you'd have something on top. So it looks like you're building something. So it's only mutter from the top down. Okay, you're making a bed. I mean, putting together the pieces of the bed, and not putting your blanket on. So you'd put the four feet, and then you put the board on top. So that also looks like you're building something. You have to hold the board in the air and put the feet under it. Okay, so if you're piling up piles of barrels, so you're making rows of barrels, you have to hold the top ones in place and put the bottom ones under it.
Is this a derisa or derabanan?
All derabanans. It's all Mexican burners. Okay. And the more has a little bit of a gadatup. So they said the Stuki said to Rabbi Shua, you're a chedek. Receive toivim kechedek. So a chedek is thorns. So we mentioned thorns before. So we talk about thorns a little bit. So the pasuk in Micha compares Klal Yisrael. Is toivam, the good ones, kechedek, are like thorns. So you're one of the good Jews, so you're a thorn. Okay? So the good Jews are compared to thorns. How pleasant, right? Amalei shatya, fool, shuffle the sefer, the kroah, look at the end of the pasuk, to see if yoshur, Mimesucha. A yosher is compared to a mesucha, which is something which is a canopy, which is misachik. It's a canopy. A canopy is something. Not, if the point of the pasuk was something negative, why would it compare the yosher to a canopy, which is a nice thing? So it's not pshat in the pasuk. Ve'al amai, what does it mean? Toivam kechedik. We mentioned before that the chedek can be used to block the pierces. So, that the Tobim and Klal Yisrael have that ability to do that also. That the good ones are like, they're darshing the word chedek like as if it was the ches was a hay. So they're mahadik, they connect the rishoyim into Gehenim, which we have this idea in Chagiga that the Rosha takes the portion of the tzaddik takes the portion of the Rosha in Gan Eden, and the Rosha takes the portion of the tzaddik in Gehenim. We mentioned then that the Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Shmiras Loshen says, well, that's not fair. What does it mean? It means it's a case where there's a tzaddik and Russia living together, and the Russia was making life difficult for the tzaddik, and therefore it ended up that, you know, the tzaddik wasn't able to become realize his full potential because the Russia was limiting him. So in that situation, the Russia takes the result is the Russia will take the tzaddik's Gehenim, because he had a portion in it, and the tzaddik, by overcoming the difficulties of the Russia place in front of him, will end up getting the portion of the tzaddik will reap the benefits of that in Gan Eden. So Shenemar, different pasuk, it says Kumi Vodoshi Bas Tzion. So Lashon of it's a long pasuk, but the pasuk is going to bring in Vadikos Amim Rabim. You will grind down these many nations, which Chazal Darshing is going to mean referring to the Rishoyim and Klal Yisrael. Ki Karnech Osim Barzel, you will grind. You will be dosh. You will thresh. The Klal Yisrael will be able to do that. Ki Karnech. Because your power, osim barzel, will make barzel. For zaslayach osim nechusha, and your steps on the ground will make nechusha. But dika is amim rabim, and you will grind down the other nations. So you say in slichas that where nimshal kechedek, this is the pasuk that's referring to this pasuk of. So the tzaddik, using as a play of the tzaddiki, the Klai was compared to a chedek in the negative sense. That was the was a krashi. Bedursa, back up there, about a little bit more than halfway down the narrow lines. Bedursa says hesegadol, a large fire. Lamala lamata lechos or etzim mel yoinim ba'aver loses. You have to hold the upper wood in the air and put the lower wood beneath it. Sharbi, that's mutter. Dains have binyan oil. You're not making an oil. In the mata lamal is also, but to build up from the bottom, which is normal, is also. You put the bottom pieces first. Let's sodom bribua as a square. Kedar shoysim lifnei asodom, when they would make a fire by the sodom. And then you put the upper wood on top of that. Then a kain binyan oil. It's like you're making an oil gaga with like a wall with a gaga on top, which is also. I'm not sure what the other gersa was, but this is the gersa which the Rashi is supporting. No pun intended. You want to put the eggs on top of the coals to roast. A kli barsha shakarin griddle, gardle, right? So you put this. So they would pile up a few layers, apparently. They put two pieces of wood next to each other, and you put the eggs on top. So circle lechus bayim biyodor ala or v'chaber yitin eitzim tafteim. So you hold the eggs in the air, and then he puts the wood underneath, which will support the eggs. It's like a row of eggs, which you're acting as an oil on top of this gap between the two pieces of wood. You can't take two. You would take two small barrels, put them here, with a gap in between, and put the pot on top, and put the fire beneath, in between. The barrels will minute up cheris, they're not gonna burn without wood. So you put so the fire's in between, and these two barrels would be supporting the pot over the fire. So you can't do that. Least was alein it's a gedera. What's also is you can't put the barrels there first, and then put the pot on top. That looks like you're building something. You can hold the pot in the air and put the barrels beneath it. So that's what Yehuda is saying over here. The bed. It was a portable bed. Shaprokim means made out of pieces. Vieshem oruch, we had a long piece of leather. Mukav lulos, which has loops on the edges. Karsha lulos baruches hamita, you would wrap the loops around the bed, the long boards? Beams. Thank you. Shuparkon, and when you would take it apart, matzul lolos, you would unwrap the loops. Or noifel, and the piece of leather in the middle would fall off. The person is putting it together on yoptiv. Tzarach lechus or shtuach b'lamal. You have to hold the leather spread out in the air first. You would bring the aruchas, which have the feet attached to it. You put that in there in place after a second. So you can't put the boards, the beams there first. On the feet. And then spread out the ore. You're putting barrels in the cellar. Shura al shura, layer on layer. Chavis al cheris, saying they're made out of cheris. Kain kadin gedolim, like large pots. So all these are also. The Grashim, when you look at the Rabbi Yehuda, Hachal, Gabi Mestis, and Shomamino, Taimer, the Mestis, and Shom Binyan, below Mishom Chayfer. The reason why it belongs here is because the discussion of our mission is Binyan. So that again proves its point that the issue of the mission isn't Chayfer, the issue of the mission is Binyan.
What about Lincoln Logs?
So if there's nothing on top, it's not a problem. You just make your side thing. There's something on top. So, I shouldn't say anything because I don't remember for sure. I seem to recall. There are certain cases for children which are a problem about making an oil. The children, you know, give the age of chinuch, obviously, shouldn't play tent. To put two chairs together and put a blanket over on top and make it that's a problem. But that's mamash making an oil. This is not really. It's only like a mess you can make it like making. Not really goes into make an oil.
Right. This is the form. You're building some kind of form.
Right. And then you put the thing on top. I think
even if you didn't put it on top, I mean, these cases like the, you know, with the Madura, right? I mean, it's not an ohel issue, even if you just form the
The problem was oil. The problem was, it looks like all of them, the bag goes on top, the puria goes on top. It's all the messy kibbutz. The case, so the case of the kadera, the case of the chavius, the case of the madura also, where there was boards on top, there was pieces of wood on top.
Besides the close together is an empire.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that the problem only is when there's some kind of covering. Yeah.
Is there an issue of oil top at all?
I'm not sure what you mean. Is there an issue? You want to know, does that make it a heter?
Does it change the status?
No. Chidka, Moshe could create. Klal Yisrael is compared to thorns. Says Tavim Kichedik, Tavim Shabehem, Tavim Shabehem Kichedim. The best of Klal Yisrael is like thorns. He says Shabul the same for the cross. Hashbul Ayin Echo. The Shivla Shal Mikra. Lower your eyes to lower in the verse. The Sofer Tira Shal Shevachu. It's praising Klal Yisrael. Yosher Mimesucha. Yisharim Shabonu Megidim Alenu Kesucha. The Yisharim of Klal Yisrael act as a protective canopy over Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean? Mahatkin, Kibay B'Shachakta Mimena Hadek, you grind it up very well. Kuma Midoshi, you savor the crow of Hadikos Amim. So, we're going to grind the nations into the ground. So the Mishnah, Lo Yamad Adam B'Shus Yochid, V'Yiftach B'Shus Arabim.
It makes sense, actually. There's a girsa here that says it was a min, right? Which sounds like it makes more sense than that stugi.
Right, it's stugi, because a min would be in that way. Well, usually, was referring to a non. Sometimes it's referring to actually to the Nordstrom, right? So that was censored. Well, Yamad Adam Rishus Yochid, Yifter Rishus Rabim, Rishus Rabim, Yifter Rishus Yochid. So a person shouldn't stand in one Rishus. That's, you know, it goes back to the Mishnah we had before. You know, standing in one Rishus and drinking the other Rishus, or doing something, removing something in the other Rishus. A person is using the key. So the person shouldn't be standing in Rishus Rabim, reaching into Rishus Yochid, picking up the key and opening up the door, or vice versa. A person standing in Rishus Yochid, and there's a chanus. Sometimes the chanus was like a kiosk, so it stood right in the middle of Rishus Rabim, and the key was on top. You'd reach up, pull the key down, and open the door. The Mishnah says, the Tanakhama, the Rameyer says, you can't do that, can also let mechitza go where it's. You have to create a mechitza around it, and you stand inside of that mechitza. So you're basically setting it off from everything else. You're in the same rishus as now as the box. The Rameyer. So Amar Lo Chama said back that Maisa B'Shurk Shal Petomim Shai B'Yerushalayim. Rashi said it was the butchers. Shaynor l'mamenichim is a mafteich b'chalon shal gabi ha-pesach. They would unlock and unlock their stands, and they would leave there was a chalon shal gabi ha-pesach. There was a hole on the wall up on top where they would keep the key. And they would stand where they were, which is just a rabbin, reach up, take the key, and unlock the door. And that was a mutter. So you see, not like you. It was the wool, people who worked with the wool, carding it, making it into thread, etc. It wasn't the patomim, but they're arguing with exactly what was the edus. People with sold wool, Rashi says, but the point is the same.
Where's the border between the two rishiyot?
Let's see Rashi. Lo yamad adam b'shus yachid, lo yamad b'shus yachid, v'yitom avteach amunach b'shus rabim. you would then reach out, you're sending Rishus HaYachid, and pick up a key which is lying in the Rishus HaRabim. If they buy Pesach, Chanus, Shemeshus HaRabim. And you're going to use it to unlock the door of this store which is sitting in Rishus HaRabim. The Pesach Arba Amis, you're not transporting anything for Amis, it's also according to the mayor. Gzeir Hashem Yach is a Mavteach, so you might bring the key to where you are. B'chein Yamal Adam Rishus Arabim Yosh Yadu L'malo. So your the street came up all the way up to the door of the house. They'd put some type of a space on top of above the door where you would keep the key. He's standing in Rishus HaRabim. He would reach his hand up. Above the spot, it's above 10 tefachim high. And the width of that spot was 4 by 4. For example, would be that you had this present center of the Rabbim reaching on top of the Chanus, which the area is Rosh Hashayachid. We have Shom Avteach, we have the Boach Chanus, and then you will take the key and open the door. And it's all taking place above 10 Tvachim. So you never bring the key to Rishus HaRabim because it's below 10 Tvachim. Rishus HaRabim only reaches the 10 Tvachim. So he reaches up, pulls down, opens the key all above 10 Tvachim. Gezer Hashem Yibieno Etzla L'sech HaSor, because you might bring it to you down low, which is within 10 Tvachim. And then that's a problem, obviously. Okay, also Machitza. You'd have to make a mechitza in front, and you would stand within that mechitza. Because it's coming in the case of the sefer, the person would be standing with Shasa Yachid, opening with Shasa Yachid. You can't be standing with Shasa Rabim, right? So they said back, but Tamim Kitzavim was butchers. Rabim Pesach Anusa, they would close their stores. And they would lock it, and the key was the lock, and then the storage of the key was all above 10 tefachim. They were standing with Rishus HaRabim doing this. So Morim is Merkrit Samer, people would sell wool. So Morim says, so nothing more. Rabbonon. Morim says, we have a problem with the conversation, doesn't make sense. They brought the raya from Yerushalayim. Now, what was the status of Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim was a walled city. So what's the status of the streets inside Yerushalayim? So Amar Remeir, Rishus HaRabim. Remeir was discussing a case of Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. Mahadri Inu, Carmelists, they're answering back a proof from a case of Carmelists. The Amar Rabba Bar Rechana. Amar Bar, we had this before. Yerushalayim, had the doors not locked at night, closed at night, the doors of the city, it would be considered Rishus HaRabim, which means, but since the doors are closed, it's only a Carmelist. So they're proving against their mayor from a case of a Carmelist to Rishus HaYachid, which is Chazal weren't Gozer. Yeah. So what type of an answer is that? So I'm a Papa Khan Kadim Shad Nifritz about Pirtzis. That the statement of Rabbi Yochanan was referring to that there was no pirtzis in the wall. So that is all considered a Kabbalist. Later they were parrots the wall. And now there were access into the city from other points besides where the gates were, so that's now it reverts back to the status of Rishus HaRab. I don't get the chronological order was difficult to understand because the Ring Maza, the Mishnah that the word Pirtzis, Rabbi Yochanan was talking, Pasha, he was describing his own time, and he was saying He wasn't saying what was once upon a time. He's saying this is a fact. If the doors wouldn't be closed, it would be considered a Rishus HaRav. Well, he's 150 years after the Churban HaBayis, so now so the order is...
They were back in Yerushalayim at that time?
There were still holes there, obviously.
I don't know what point in time that they were. They lived in the main. The yeshiva was in Tiberia, but I'm not sure what the status of Yerushalayim was at point in time. But it doesn't sound like he's saying, had it not for the laws, we would be chayav in it. It's only discussing a status of time then. So you have to say, according to this Gemara, he meant what was once upon a time, way back when. Okay. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says,
had there not been what?
Doors. Give the gates closed. Rabbi Omar Seifa also on Lashari Gina, that when the Chachamim argue on the on Rav Meir, they're arguing the case of the access into a gina. Halakomer, b'chein lo yamid b'shus ha'yachid, yiftach b'karmelis, b'karmelis yiftach b'shus ha'yachid. That they heard from Rav Meir, there was another layer in the Mishnah. They heard from Rav Meir that there was an isser of.
First you said that we know
that you can't stand in b'shus ha'yachid and open up the shahr of the gina, which was a Carmelist, or vice versa. Also, Ellen Kane, also Mechitza Goya Saratvach, and Liver Meir. They have that Gears in the Mishnah of their mayor was also ushering that. And Amarloi Maisi Meshuk Shal Patom, Meshay Bershalayim, Meshay Nerlim, Menichim, Mesmateach, Bechalon Shal Gabi HaPesach, Reshay Meshuk Shal Tzumar Amhoi. And they were arguing with that also. Now the Mor is going to bring a brisa which indicates that there was a discussion in regards to Shari Gina, that's the Tanur Rabbanon. That there was such a discussion about that also.
We talked about a case where there was a house and somebody in a house and threw down the key from the upper window to open the door. Guess not.
I don't remember. No, I just remember. So Krashim Hadule Inu Carmelis. And they answered back a Carmelis, but to me to Yushalaim Kula Carmelis, Yushalaim is a Carmelis. Shrei Kula Kikhatsa Sharabim, Shal Irvu, it's a Khatsa Sharabim Shal Irvu. So it's also to carry, but it's only also to be Rabbana. Tob lost the sound in all this Belila Marvin is Kula. He said in the mission, since at night time the whole thing was closed off, like one mechatzer, you're allowed to make one big erev. That means it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. You can be ma'ar of it. Chiyavin Olaz Akrasha, the ear shell rabim he. If there wouldn't be doors, it would be chayv because it's ear shell rabim. Shechlusin harba boyan lo. Many people come through Yerushalayim. V'achshesh delosen in olus labrishus harabim. Now the doors are closed. It's not Rishus Rabbim. Why? She ain't a kedigli midbar. It's not like the like Kleis on the midbar. Shah yudarech pesuah kol shah. It was always open. Given the car, that's why it's not Rishus Rabbim. Given the Carmelis, given the he, what is it? He Carmelis, Carmelis he. Less than the mikzer shal yamad bav yiftach Rishus Yachid. Dima ma'isile yinami ma'isile gabei shus ba'alme he. It's answered that it's Xer Lexer, we wouldn't answer. So the first answer is Masis and Lachash and Ifritz of Pirtsisu. The case of Mishnah was a case that the Pirtsis already were there. And that's why it's Aser. Let's hold the Rashi safely. Also on.